Yeah, that's about all I can think of there. Would you, can you name some local creeks or branches? Or
the only one, local creeks are branches. Of course, naturally, Peachtree Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Nancy Creek.
Mm-hmm. Any near your house?
There is a, there's one that flows near my house that doesn't have a name.
Oh, that's a shame. You should name it.
We should name it.
Call it Still Creek.
And there's some others that I see from time mm-hmm. to time, you know, but they don't really have names.
How about rivers in the area?
Of course, the only one that's of consequence is the Chattahoochee. South River isn't considered very nice.
It's not.
No, you know, South River is the one that runs by the sewer treatment plant.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a South River. Is it part of the Chattahoochee, or is it separate?
No, it's separate. Hmm. And there is also a river, that's an underground river in Atlanta. Did you know that?
No.
Downtown.
An underground river?
There's an underground river.
I hope MARTA knows what they're doing and they're not going to...
It must be, and it must be, I don't know how deep. Because, you know, downtown Atlanta, of course, you know, it's built
over. Underground.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, so, which means that the river then must be way down.
Hmm.
I do not know where it is. It's somewhere in the Central Avenue area.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there a name for this body of water?
I don't think so.
Hmm. Gee, that's strange. I have a feeling I'm going to learn a lot of things about Atlanta that I don't know before we finish this.
I think that I'm going to learn about a lot.
A small elevation in land is called a...
A plateau.
Just a very small thing.
Elevation in land. A hill.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say the cathedral is on
a hill.
Yeah. And a great big thing is a...
Mountain.
Would you have a name for anything smaller than a hill?
Smaller than a hill. A mound, I guess.
To open a door, you turn the...
Knob.
Would you ever use the word knob to mean land?
Knob. I don't think so. I wouldn't.
That's an East Tennessee term, too.
No.
But sometimes people in other places
say... Now, is a knoll smaller than a hill?
A what?
A knoll.
I think so. That's another one.
Smaller than a hill.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know what it was, though, if somebody said knoll to me. What do you call that big body of water that's south of Alabama and Mississippi?
That would be a gulf.
What's the whole name of it?
The Gulf of Mexico.
Yes. Just... About 9 more questions in this section, and then we'll call it an evening. 8 more questions. What is the rocky side of the mountain that drops off sharply?
That would be a cliff.
And 2 of those would be?
Cliffs.
And up in the mountain where the road goes across in a low place, you would call that the?
Where the road goes across in a low place.
Where you get through the mountains.
That wouldn't be a crag.
No, it's a place for going through.
The mountain.
You know, there's some kind of a break somewhere in the mountain so that you can build a road through it.
That's not a cave.
No. Like the Cumberland.
A gap.
Any other term for that?
For gap. I don't think of another term for gap. Now that would be a ravine. A gap or a... I can't think of another
thing. In the old television westerns, the gunfighters would cut something in the handle of their gun. That's a...
A notch.
Would you ever use the word notch to mean a gap?
No.
I don't think anybody does in the South much. Then a place where boats stop and freight is unloaded is a...
A dock.
And a place where water is flowing along and then it falls. That's a...
Waterfall.
I can't, there's got to be some way to ask that without it being...
Without it being so obvious.